All right, so we're going to go into the question of what is the difference between wholesale and private labeling a product? No matter what it is, if it's a food product, a snack, or anything you can eat, or a non-edible product, what is the difference? Can you make more money with wholesales by simply buying a branded product? Or does it make more sense to actually make your own and then try to create a brand from scratch? So we're going to dive into that question in this video right now. All right, so welcome back, guys. It is Damian from Marketing Food Online. So I wanted to bring together a really quick video. I had a question about, is the private label more expensive than wholesale? We had a couple of emails actually from some people who were going to get into private labeling, but then they were told that you could probably make more money in wholesaling by simply buying branded products that are already on the marketplace and reselling them. I'm gonna go into some pros and cons about how this works and some of the benefits of actually creating a product from scratch. As you may or may not know, my wife and I make all of our food and snack products, our baked goods and our treats and our different chocolate covered items and all that from scratch. And we make it to order for our Amazon store, eBay, and our Etsy store. We've done that for 12 years. Now, let me explain a few of the differences and then some of the benefits. So the one thing about buying wholesale is this. If you're going to buy wholesale products that are already in the marketplace, one of the most challenging things is price point, because there's so many people who are already in the marketplace selling the exact same item or products from that brand, and trying to make a profit with an existing product is really challenging, especially if the manufacturer is obviously selling it in bulk and making their own margins. They're probably making the best out of all of you guys if you're reselling a branded product that's already out there. So buying wholesale is good. You could potentially make money. The challenges are trying to find that right sweet spot for making a profit. So if I were to buy, let's say 100,000 pounds of a product and someone else was able to get 25,000 pounds of a product, it's a good likelihood that I'm gonna probably have a better price point so I can turn around and sell it and make a better margin than the other guy, okay? So the good thing though about branded products is just that. They're already in the marketplace and they already are branded, so you already have a market for that specific either product or service. This could either work for either or, but more specifically in physical products. So if you're buying a wholesale product like that that already has a presence in the marketplace, that's actually a big plus too. So there's kind of a balancing act between either selling a product that's already out there, able to get it at a really, really good price and making money at it, or creating a private label product. So let's dive into some pros and cons of that. So most products can or made simply add your label to it. These are going to be private labels. So private label products to begin with are basically this. You can either buy a pre-made existing product, and I'll use this hot sauce as an example. So there was a client I was doing a consulting with and was looking to create a hot sauce line himself. He had a recipe. The company I sent him to and directed it to actually already made hot sauces and had them in like 24 different flavors. All he needed to do was send him a logo, send him his brand. They slapped a label on there, they sent it to him, and it's done. Now, these are pre-made products that are already at a different type of recipe at a different type of heat index, if you will, for hot sauces specifically. So these are much, much hotter, much different tasting than the ones he had. So he actually wanted to create his recipe and mass produce it. I kind of steered him in the direction of utilizing an existing recipe because the turnaround time would be a lot faster. Your consistency of the quality of the product is exactly the same because the private label company is manufacturing this all the time. The only difference is the label and the branded look on the outside of the bottle. So private label products are more customizable, obviously, and more specific to what you want them to be. The look is different and everything about the product itself is different. Now, there's only a couple of drawbacks though. If you're starting a brand new product and you're trying to get your brand in the marketplace, there's gonna be a lot of marketing and a lot of advertising and a lot of information that you're gonna have to put out content on your website, on a blog, on Facebook, on social media, on your website, everything else about it. It's gonna be very difficult to differentiate yourself from the thousands of hot sauces that are out there, right? So the biggest problem is the investment up front to get the wheels moving so people actually know that your brand even exists, let alone try it, and then come back and be repeat customers. That's the trick. The marketing aspect of it is very, very challenging, okay? When you make a unique own it, you could be based on the cost of the shipping of the marketing. So when you make a unique product, the unique thing about that is that you own it, okay? The biggest thing is gonna be the cost of the shipping and the marketing when it comes to a brand new product. When you have a branded item that's already in the marketplace, it's very recognizable and it's something that can be resold, but there's already a saturation for those people who are resellers who are already selling it. So is private label more expensive than wholesale? yes and no, because those variables about private label products may be easier and faster to get your hands on in some cases. If you're starting from scratch with a private label product, let's just put the hot sauce example to the side, and you go to a manufacturer, you have an idea, but that idea is not in physical, you can't touch it yet, it's not a tangible item yet. Creating a product absolutely from scratch, the packaging, the branding, the look, that could be a very long process. Right? Because from get-go to start, from to start to finish and getting that product in marketplace could be 8 months or even a year out. I don't even think of many products that it takes only a couple of months and you're ready to rock and roll. That is very unheard of. So if you're buying that and you're getting in yourself into a private label product that's completely customized and you're working with a manufacturer, that can take a long time, a lot of money and a lot of time. See what I'm saying? So if you go to, depending on the product, that's why, is private label more expensive than wholesale? The question is, private label could be more expensive because you're getting the product and you're manufacturing it and you're making it, but you're having to build that product, the brand awareness. The marketing on the other end is gonna be very expensive because it's gonna take a lot from you to even just get noticed, okay? So there's ups and downs, there's goods and bads with the two of them, so you really can't speak on whether it would be more beneficial to buy a product that's already branded or beneficial to create one from scratch. Branded is great. Everyone recognizes it. The marketing end of it's gonna be a lot less, but the challenge is making enough of a profit because the marketplace is already filled with people who are selling that already existing product, okay? So what is the difference between wholesale and private label? That's a gist in a nutshell of what the difference is between the two and some of the most beneficial factors of having a reselling account when you're doing branded products as opposed to creating a product from scratch and doing a private label item, okay? So remember, there's a lot of R&D and such when you start out a product from scratch, if it's very new, if it's very unique twist on something. There's nothing new in the marketplace. There never will be. Everything that's in the marketplace has existed for a very long time. There are no new products. There are new takes on old products. There are new ways of packaging old products, but there's nothing new. You're not going to create something from scratch that nobody has ever even heard of, unless you're creating a, you know, meatless hamburger or something like that. That's about one of the most revolutionary things that have happened over the past 20 or 30 years. But all in all, when it comes down to it, there's nothing really new in the marketplace. So creating a product from scratch sounds like it might be a great idea, but keep on the back side of that, remember, there's a lot that's gonna go into trying to get people to notice it, okay? So I hope that answers your question. Thank you guys for asking that. And if you have questions too as well, let us know down below. If it's e-commerce, if it's about product development, if it's about food, businesses, whatever it might be, let us know and we'll try to get to that question as soon as we can.